Shalom, Dodi. My name is Nade Badel Leon, and I pray you are doing well today. Today, I want you to join me to invite the Lord into our lives, even before we do anything else, because without Him, we cannot do anything that we do. Father, we invite you into our lives, and we say good morning, good afternoon, good evening. And we thank you for the great things you've done for us, that you've given us the ability to wake up today and to come before you. Father, forgive us of our sins and give us a new day. And let us also forgive those who have trespassed against us. And let us lead a holy life. Father, whatever need we have in our lives, we believe at the end of this message, you will make a miracle happen in our lives. Thank you. In Yeshua's mighty name. Amen. Now, beloved, Ephesians 4:32 said, "And ye be kind one to another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God, for Christ's sake, hath forgiven you." He also went on in Colossians 3:13 and said, "Forbearing one another and forgiving one another, if any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye." So this is what I'm going to ask you today, beloved. Who has hurt you? Who has trespassed against you so badly that you cannot forgive? I am asking you, by the mercies of Christ, to forgive whoever has trespassed against you, whoever has done things against you that hurt so much, so he in heaven will also forgive you. Matthew 6:14 said, "For if ye forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you." See, that is a very great incentive. But then when you go to Matthew 6:15, it says, "But if ye forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses." Now, it is imperative that we forgive one another, because in forgiving one another, we free ourselves to become powerful people. We free ourselves to be in the favor of our Father in heaven, and He forgives us every day. When we forgive, we release toxins out of our system, and we are able to release the spirit of healing, the spirit of joy, the spirit of cooperation and understanding. When we forgive, we are actually the ones that are being healed. Yes, the one who forgives us also receives something, but the one who actually does the forgiving most of the time are the ones who has been trespassed against most of the time. And when you are able to release it, it's not contingent upon the other person receiving your accepting your forgiveness or your unforgiveness. But what you do, the action that you take, immediately commands the Holy Spirit to give you a release. People who forgive find themselves to be healed easily, find themselves to be released out of things that they have not even thought about, that it's plaguing their lives. Unforgiving people are always angry. They are always sick. They always have an issue that never seems to go away. And they wonder what is going on. But if you forgive, you are bringing joy and healing into your body. So it is important that we do forgive. I'm going to lead you in prayer right now. And I'm going to let you follow this prayer. Avenu Malakenu, our Father and King, we have sinned against you today by not forgiving. Father, teach us how to forgive, because some of us, even though we say we forgive, we truly do not know how to forgive. So, Holy Spirit, please come and teach us how to forgive and lift up this burden out of us and give us your joy and your understanding. For you are amazing, and you can do all of this. Father, we thank you for hearing our prayer. In Yeshua's mighty name. Amen. Now, Dodi, if you just pray this prayer with me, know that the Lord himself has released you. Because he said in Ephesians 4:31, let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. See, when you do not forgive, these are the things that come out within you. But the moment you forgive, different things begin to show up. Your heart begins to be joyful and things begin to change. And suddenly the things that did not move is moving for you. Shalom, beloved. I'm continuing the segment on forgiveness. This is Nade, and I pray that you are experiencing shalom and you are experiencing joy as a result of releasing your forgiveness. I'm going to tell you a story about a lady that I knew. She had all these issues in her body, and we have fasted and we have prayed and we have done everything. And yet she still have her issues going on with her. And at one point, we were so frustrated, and it felt like God, our Yah, was not listening. But you know what? Something said, you have to tell her to forgive. And she said, I'm forgiving everybody. And I heard the Holy Spirit said, no, she haven't forgiven everybody. She still carried bitterness in her heart. And she thinks she has forgiven. But whenever she thinks about that issue, she feels this bitterness in her spirit and this pain and this anguish. And I looked at her, I said, but you know, the Holy Spirit begged to differ. It said you still have bitterness in your spirit. And every time you think about the issue, you have a perfect recall of this issue. And it burns you, even though you say with your lips you've forgiven. So then, she didn't know what to do. She said, but I've tried to forgive, and nothing seems to work. I said, well, let us ask the Holy Spirit who helps us in all things, our comforter and our helper, and let's see what his opinion is. So then immediately I heard, say, take this burden of unforgiveness, Holy Spirit, I leave it with you. I put it at the foot of the cross of Yeshua, Messiah. Please forgive me for carrying this around. And this is the vision that he showed me. I want you to take a 50-pound bag of rice or anything that is similar in nature, or gari or something. And I want you to see how long you can carry that. And how long you can carry that around. Chances are a lot of people are so heavy. Even 25-pound bag is very heavy. And yet we carry these bags and we walk around and we pretend like everything is wonderful. But it's not. And it is so difficult to exert yourself and remove yourself from it. It is difficult. But then, when you give it to the Holy Spirit like a package and say, I can't take this anymore, suddenly you are light. And this was what happened to this person. Suddenly everything was light. And suddenly they were able to forgive everyone that has hurt them and whatever was holding them behind. And you know what? They just thanked the Lord. And she was free. Just free, just like that. And from that moment on, she was healed completely of whatever was ailing her, you know? So forgiveness is really key in the things we do. Shalom, and we will talk again. This is Nade Badel Leon, and my email is nadeni1 @gmail.com. NAADEINI1 @gmail.com. And my Cash App is VNKOTEY. As you subscribe and you continue to hit that notification and you share everywhere, the Lord will richly bless you and keep you and lift up His face upon you. Shalom, Dodi. Have a good day.